That's a hell of a game. I know it's a tough way to lose, but you guys, I thought you guys defensively especially played really good tonight.
I think the adjustments we made defensively obviously paid dividends. Offensively, we've got to find a way to put points on the board. That's 7 points in two games, and that's not getting it done for us. It's not giving not being fair to our defense. That defense deserves to win this game. Penalties killed us today. Started moving the ball just when we started getting into a groove. You know, the laundry started flying and put ourselves in bad positions and took us out of what we wanted to do.
You know, I see that first unnecessary roughness call, you know, seemed to be a bad penalty, and it sort of took a steam out of the drive that you guys had to go. You had a lot of momentum on that particular series.
Yeah, there were a couple of calls that could have gone either way, but, you know, we don't make excuses. I mean, that's what they saw. You know, we live with what they see, and, you know, we have to do a better job of, you know, controlling our emotions. And, again, we're a young team. We're going to make some mistakes, and we're willing to accept those growing pains, but we got to find a way to win games, especially when our defense plays that well.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, they definitely set a tone throughout the game, giving your offense an opportunity to get points on the board.
Well, I just felt bad for our defense. We kept giving them poor field position, and then they're playing their tails off. Again, you know, we're going to make some mistakes because we have some young kids in our lineup, and we have to be willing to be patient with that and keep working it and getting better. I think this effort was much, much better than last week's effort, and we got to build on that and come out and fight next week against Marblehead.
DeMaio had a great game. I thought he was just a bull in the middle of that line.
And the hard part with Eric is keeping him fresh. He's such an important part of our defense. He's such an important part of our offense. There's so much you ask of Eric, but he's a human being, and he's a 16-year-old kid, and you got to be careful with how you treat him. And, you know, if we could give him the ball every time, we would, because, you know, like, he runs hard, he hits holes, and he's a leader. He's a leader of our team. Trying to find that balance of keeping him fresh and keeping him effective is what we're trying to find.
You know, there's no more victories in defeat, though people like to say that. But you guys did a lot of good things. The passing game to the sidelines was very, very effective throughout the game.
That's something we need to build on. You know, when you have a young quarterback, he's still trying to figure out what he can and can't do, what he feels comfortable doing, and, making sure we capitalize on the things that he's good at.
All right, Coach, thanks.
One more.